You deserve a tech career you love, coworkers you can count on, innovation you're proud to build. If you're ready to change the world through technology, explore a career at Cox. Make a real impact in engineering, development, cybersecurity, and more, all while experiencing work-life balance, flexible work options, and great benefits. Visit cox.career/tech to find a job you love today. That's cox.career/tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey you, yeah you, click the subscribe button.
This is the Ill-Advised Wise Guys of Dream Vision Network. The Ill-Advised Wise Guys podcast stars Uche and Quincy. It started in 2015. They discuss topics in the ever-changing worlds of music and pop culture. With Northern Virginia as their home base, they've taken their love and passion for music to new levels. Through their podcast, they've had the opportunity to interview Grammy-nominated producers and songwriters. You guys, please give a nice warm welcome to the Ill-Advised Wise Guys. Yeah. So, please make sure you guys' phones are on vibrate, because like I said, this is a live taping of their podcast, and you guys can take it away.
Yo, 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 we are the Ill-Advised Wise Guys. It's your boy, Uche. I got my boy,
QDZ, for Sheezy.
Hold on.
Dance moves like Breezy. Woo!
That was nice, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But what I do know is that we're at Creating in Color networking event. Yo, everybody out there, make some noise for you, for yourself, and for showing up for this. This is dope.
Make some noise for the Luther that did drink.
The Luther's gonna mess me up.
Three.
I had about, actually, I had, have you had Issa? Issa?
Oh, yeah, it's a drink.
Yeah, it's a knife. It's sorry, a knife. My bad, it's a drink.
Yeah. And you know, the cool thing about it, there's fruit in it. So I feel like I'm getting my, like, nutritional value in there, you know?
Man, stop lying to people. listen, let's be honest. The fruit is nothing but another shot. Like, doesn't it have extra alcohol in it? Isn't that the whole point of the fruit in it?
You failed biology, dog. Right? Come on.
I took chemistry, though.
You took chemistry?
Yeah.
Chemistry was easier than biology, in my opinion, though.
Hey, anyway, man, let's get into some live events, man. Like, some hot topics. What, you want to do that?
I would love that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Yeah. You look like you're sweating, so I'm assuming you're ready.
Bruh, I'm ready.
All right. So, have you guys been watching the presidential debates for Democratic?
Yes.
Anybody in here like politics?
A little bit.
Because I don't. I just think somebody cares about it, not me, though. Anyway.
You don't care about politics?
Yeah, nah. It's cool, though.
Are you crazy?
But hold on. I do know a couple things. Elizabeth Warren, you guys know that?
Yes.
She destroyed homeboy. What's his name? Bloomberg?
Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg.
He got ether. Like,
well, see,
yo, like she literally did a diss record on the stage to him. Have you ever? I've never seen anything like it.
So that's pretty gangster, right? Bloomberg, like what he's doing. He was not in any of the debates, and then he just came into this one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like when you go to the club, right? There's that one person that skips the line, tries to go right in the front. They'll pay like $120 to get into the club.
Depressed.
But they'll
depress. Press to get in, right?
In the front. Yeah, that's how I feel like Bloomberg.
Have you ever done that though? What's the most you ever paid to get into a club? Come on. Tell the truth.
I'm ashamed to say.
Tell the truth.
$75.
Damn.
Yeah, I paid $75.
I've actually paid
It was in Vegas.
I've actually paid $90.
$150.
$150?
You pay $150?
You pay $150?
You sure about that?
Vegas,
see?
It all happens in Vegas.
Because you know what happens?
It all happens in Vegas.
You know what happens in Vegas? Vegas tries to scam you.
No, not try. They do scam you.
They try to scam
you, but everybody's cool with being scammed. It's only in Vegas, though.
I love being scammed in Vegas.
It's cool.
I love being scammed.
Hey, you go to the casinos and order a $20 drink? Yeah. Where does that happen at?
$20? It's free. What you talking about? Oh, you're not
gambling. Not while you're gambling. Oh, not while. I'm talking about when you're not gambling.
Yeah, the drinks is...
The drinks are free when you're gambling.
I was
gambling.
Not even going to say... I get scammed before I get in. Like, you know, if you go to Vegas...
Yeah.
A lot of times they say if you don't have a girl with you, you gotta pay like $300 to get into the club. Mm-hmm.
They do that.
They do that, right?
It's unfortunate.
I get scammed there, and I actually paid the $300.
You just say you paid $75.
I go, you know.
All right, man. How about we move on?
Oh.
Let's move on to something. I'm gonna go a little somber for everybody, but I promise we're gonna get back to something more exciting. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. I have to say this on the mic. And also rest in peace to all the rappers that are just losing their lives all of a sudden. I'm not sure if you guys know about Pop Smoke. Welcome to the Party. The songs that...
Welcome to the Party.
Yeah, he sounded like a 50 Cent slash like Pitbull. Like he sounded very energetic. But yeah, rest in peace. We just wanted to say that because a lot of people are losing their lives and it's unfortunate.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Mac Miller.
Right. Talented, very talented people.
Talented artists that are just, you know, senseless violence.
It's kind of weird because I found out about Kobe Bryant dying while I was at a Pollo spot. And so it's weird because in this day and age, this is real life.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you order?
What did I order? half a chicken.
please say the right thing. What else did you order? What else did you order?
Yuca fries, dog. If you don't know about yuca fries, they're like French fries on crack.
With the green sauce?
With the green sauce. Both.
The green sauce.
Both sauce.
You have to have the green sauce.
Both sauces.
Yeah.
But I found out while I was at a Pollo spot, and I was kind of like disheveled a little bit. I was actually telling the Pollo workers like at the place, Kobe Bryant just died. And so,
yeah, good luck with that. Did you say it in Spanish?
No, of course not.
I'm just asking.
No, like, so I told him that Kobe Bryant just died, and they knew, and that's Kobe Bryant's impact on the world. Like everybody knows. I feel like everybody knows Kobe Bryant. You know, I know there's some people that are like, yo, you know, I didn't personally know Kobe Bryant. Well, you kind of did because Kobe Bryant made you laugh. He made you cry.
Bro.
Made you smile.
Bro, this, I'm sorry. This tribute is amazing, but we kind of got to move on.
Oh, yeah,
move on. Yeah,
let's do it.
Oh,
my bad. My bad.
Yeah.
So.
Favorite Kobe Bryant moment, though.
Favorite Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
Favorite
moment, like first thing that comes to your mind when it comes to Kobe.
Western Conference Finals. 2000 versus Portland, where he crossed Scottie Pippen up and passed it to Shaq, dunked it. It was an alley-oop, dunked it, and that pretty much solidified their spot in the finals. They ended up winning that finals, and I just remember watching it with my whole family. So that's my favorite Kobe Bryant moment.
That's dope. Yeah, mine was probably the fact that. All right, this is going to sound crazy, but he scored 60 on his last game. I have more Kobe Bryant stories. I do. So don't think this is the best one ever. But I will say it was dope to see an old man go out there and drop 60. And people were, like, just letting him do it in a way. But he also won Oscars, too, while he was at it. So I think that's kind of cool. It seemed like he was transitioning into another career. So,
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you have multiple passions, learn from Kobe, mama mentality. Let's go.
Mama mentality.
Shall we move on?
Yeah. I mean, don't you want to do the intro, like what we talk about on our show?
Good point.
Abbreviated version.
So, basically, for those of you guys who are not familiar, we do our episodes very, very interestingly, I might add. And we have three main segments. We have our Watch the Throne segment, then we have our Ill and the Not So Advised segment, then we have our Ill Advised Thoughts.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
Thoughts or thoughts?
Thoughts.
Like, you said thoughts.
No. Ill-advised thoughts. Yeah, like thoughts.
Maybe it's your Alexandra accent.
Maybe it's the Martin Luther talking.
We're sitting here and creating in color all these amazing black people together, and we talking about ill-advised thoughts?
Bro, I'm eating a grape now. I've moved on. I'm talking about thoughts.
Thoughts
can be ill-advised, right? It just means I just have different ways of thinking.
Oh, thoughts.
Not like the thoughts that walk the street.
Wait.
Or the thoughts that like are on IG. We ain't talking about that.
I'm
talking about like my mind.
G's moving silent like thoughts.
No, like lasagna.
No, like thoughts.
Or like thoughts too. Okay. Depending on how you look at it, right?
Got you.
Anyway. If you guys want to check out more of that, we're on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Anyway, let's get into it.
Okay. So one of the topics we wanted to talk about was favorite album. You want to start it off or you want me to?
Yeah, go for it, man.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. Why not?
So a lot of good albums came out in the last couple of years. My personal favorite albums, one of them is Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book. To me, Chance's creativity, his ability to, you know, have some hip hop music in there, but then also incorporate some gospel in there, to me, was amazing. But it's not my favorite. I love Tory Lanez's I Told You So album. To me, Tory Lanez is one of the most talented.
Bro, did you like hack my computer?
I
had that one listed.
Really?
Yeah. But now I'm changing. I got a couple in the tuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
I Told You To Me showed his versatility. He had some R&B joints in there. He had some rap joints, storytelling joints in there. And then he sounded like Fetty Wap in some joints. And I think, to me, Fetty Wap is a legend. Fetty Wap is a legend. I know you guys are laughing.
I hear grunts.
Thinking about that.
I hear grunts.
Think about Fetty Wap. Trap Queen? Trap Queen was nominated for a Grammy.
So what?
Trap Queen!
So what?
You know how many people sound like Fetty Wap? Future sometimes we sound like Fetty Wap. Sometimes. Mask Off? I can see Fetty Wap making that song. Badly, but I can see him making that song. Okay. And then my personal favorite, but I'm not gonna say it's the best album in my opinion that came out, is Pusha T. He dropped Daytona, which is another Grammy nominated album. To me, Kanye West, I know a lot of people wanna cancel Kanye West, I get it. But as a musician, Kanye West is amazing. The way he sees and hears music is next level. And on Pusha T's Daytona album, I thought he was amazing as a producer. And obviously Pusha T's rapping on the album was great. It just felt cinematic. And when a music body of work can feel cinematic, that's a big deal. But when it's all said and done, I know I'm leaving a lot of albums out. When it's all said and done, the best album in the last couple of years is Beyoncé's Lemonade. Beyoncé's Lemonade. Yes.
Hey, you pandering.
Think about Beyonce. No.
You pandering.
Think about what Beyonce was able to do.
This guy's a politician.
Hold up. Think about what Beyonce was able to do on Lemonade. She put her marriage, which at the time was kind of going through some things, it was a little rocky. She put it on an album. For everybody to see, for everybody to hear, she put it on an album, and she, aside from that, was very versatile with the music that came out. She had a country song on the album, right? She had hip hop songs. She had R&B songs. She even had a Petty song. I'm sorry, you ain't sorry like that. For you to be able to do that on an album, like, yeah, so like think about that. He ain't sorry. That's like me at Chipotle. When I'm at Chipotle, they try to put too much like sour cream. Oh, sorry. He ain't sorry. Like, that's me. And so for Beyonce to be able to do that to me, that's the best album.
I'm with that. I'm with that. I like that, man.
But you disagree.
No. I was just joking. Okay. Nah, I don't. I actually like that album a lot. Did you see the documentary? Did you see the documentary?
Of course I didn't see the documentary.
Wait, you said you did not?
I always tell you this. I don't watch like that stuff.
She just want to talk
I
about
only watch. I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
It's all good.
I started watching Pimple Popper. Y'all know Pimple Popper?
That's it, dope.
I watch Pimple Popper and my leg hurts.
That's YouTube. All right. So for my...
You know my leg hurts?
Bro, good choice. So...
Pimple Popper is disgusting.
I love it. I love the show. It's obsessive.
You know why it's disgusting? Because I just used to pop pimples when I was a kid, too.
I think everybody
anyway,
did.
Yeah, I think everybody did. And then, like, sometimes white stuff be coming out the pimple you talking about?
Sometimes, no. Sometimes yellow stuff comes out, too.
What the hell?
Anyway, onto my favorite, one of my favorite albums. So, I have a few, and I think that, you know, with the way music has kind of transitioned over the last few years, it's been a lot of new artists, older artists that have been dropping music. I want to start out with, like, honorable mentions, right? I think you kind of did that, but, you know, listen, XXXTentacion, he dropped an album called 17.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah. One of the other younger brothers that lost his life through violence. Very, very heartfelt album. I mean, he pretty much was going through a whole lot in his life. Therapy, mental health sort of awareness was a big thing for him. So I think that, you know, with him able to be so vulnerable on that project, and for it to be a short album, I really want to put some light onto that album. It really moved me. I thought that album was one of the best that came out that year. I believe that was
2017.
There you go. Moving on, you touched on one that I love, that I told you, Tory Lanez. You know, for somebody to be so braggadocious and so arrogant and so cocky and confident, for him to deliver like he did on I Told You, I thought was phenomenal. I got a shout out, man. Shout out to Tory Lanez, you know? Yeah. But I do have a interesting one that I want to throw out here of albums that I think are one of the best that dropped in the last couple years. It came out last year, but it needs more recognition. It is none other than Tyler, the Creator's album called Igor.
Boo.
You guys familiar with that album?
Yeah.
Anybody know that album?
It just won a Grammy.
Does anybody know that it won a Grammy?
Yeah.
No, seriously, please raise your hand if you actually know the album I'm talking about. One.
Four,
two. God damn, I'm talking to myself. Anyway, I think that Tyler, the Creator, he's been one of the most underrated but, like, dope rappers for a few years. He was with the Odd Future camp. Frank Ocean, you guys may know. Do you guys know that name? Frank Ocean?
Okay, everybody knows Frank Ocean. What?
No. So anyway, he was with that crew, and then they kind of, you know, broke off. But anyway, he's more of on the rapping side. He had his album called Flower Boy that came out. Very controversial guy. But his album that he just won a Grammy for, I thought was so good and so musically inclined that it went over some people's heads, including the Grammy committee. But we're going to get into that later.
Okay.
So overall production-wise, just instrumentation-wise, I just love what he brings to the table. I think it's one of those albums that we're going to remember 4 or 5 years from now as one of the top albums that came out that people didn't really even know like that. I think two people know the album here. I just did a roll call and only two people know what I'm talking
about. Two and a half.
Who's the half?
Me, because I somewhat know.
That's a damn shame. You reviewed the album and you don't know it. All right, anyway.
I just want to play an enemy right now.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, like I said, Tyler, the Creator, Igor album, I loved it. I think you guys should love it too.
That's your favorite album?
Yeah, last couple years.
So this is...
It's really dope.
What I want to do is figure out who's the winner here, because I'm super competitive.
Bro, I just had 2.5 people agree with me. So, I think I know the answer to this question.
Let's just do it again so I can smile.
I think that's a waste of time. How about we move on? How about that? Because I think I know a topic that's going to get people even more interested.
Okay.
I think it's about the women in hip-hop and how, you know, women are kind of, like, running Should I really say this?
Yes.
Go ahead. Should I really say this?
Say it. Say it.
I think women are really taking over in hip hop right now. It's phenomenal to see. You know, I can go down the list of artists that are out right now: Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Dreezy. Who else? Come on, Tokyo Jets, Nicki Minaj, which you hate, by the way.
Cash Doll.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. Come on, name some names. Who?
Malibu Mitch.
Who else?
Rico.
She's from DC.
Chinese Kitty.
Who else? Doja Cat's dope.
Tink.
She's more of a singer though.
She raps though. Come on, she out rapped everybody. She out-rapped Jay-Z on that one song.
All right, bro.
Okay, sorry.
All right, relax.
Who else we got?
We got a lot of rappers that are just coming out.
Lizzo's kind of a rapper, right?
Kinda.
Yeah. Kinda?
Wait. Do y'all not like Lizzo?
No.
Wait. Somebody said no. Wait, tell me why you don't like Lizzo. Who doesn't like Lizzo here? Please, I just want to know why. Is it because she, like, took her clothes off at the Lakers game?
Google it.
All right, she took some of her clothes off. Maybe not all of it. But no, seriously, I just think that, the dominance that women are showing in hip hop is something to behold. And I think it deserves credit. Like, it deserves a shine.
So,
can we shout it out?
The reason it deserves a shine.
Especially from a dude, right? Like, let's not wait for the women to champion themselves. I want to be the ones to like kind of do it as well.
Well, the reason it deserves.
Wait, that was like a round of applause moment. Like, damn, women, y'all not rolling? Hey! All right. Anyway.
Damn, well, the reason
it not listening.
The reason it deserves a shine to me,
sure,
is because how they're doing it.
Yes.
Like, if you look at like Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, like, they're going for it. They're making men uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, in my opinion, Megan Thee Stallion whooped my ass. Like, she just got that bravado.
Hey, we missed one.
She got that swag.
Sorry, we missed the group. What? City Girl.
Oh, City Girl.
You didn't even mention City Girl. You didn't even mention City Girl.
You forgot about Tiana Taylor. Wait, does Tiana Taylor rap?
I love Tiana Taylor. She's dope. She raps though.
That's another person that whooped my ass. Tiana Taylor. You see her abs?
Bro, she is ferocious.
Tiana Taylor could dunk.
On what?
I'm pretty sure
on what?
On regulation rims.
You out of your mind. I can 8 feet though.
And she's with Iman Shumpert. Like, if we were
who actually dunks?
If we were playing basketball right now, I might pick Tiana Taylor on my team.
That's a damn shame.
She looks like, yo, she can ball. Like, she got the abs and she, oh man.
So overall though, like in general, like I said, with the influx of women in hip hop, you know, like, we're seeing a whole lot of uncomfortability and objectification of men. All right. Objectification of men. This is the first time I have ever heard men being objectified in this manner.
Spell it.
Talking about some. I will have you pay my bills
before you
in an aggressive manner.
Before you use the word spell it.
No,
I don't know how to spell it.
No, but seriously though, you know what I'm talking about?
No, it's true. I mean,
are you rolling? How does that make you feel as a guy? Do you feel any type of way?
I love it because we owe women. The way we talked about women these last couple of years in hip hop.
I would say like four decades.
Decades.
Yo,
have you heard?
Where did it start?
Yo, have you heard like Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice?
Yeah, Gin and Juice. And get what's the song with Pac?
Which one?
We get around. Step up. Round and round.
Yeah. We know that song.
So I get around.
Yes.
I feel like we owe women, and so it's a beautiful thing.
So they should be able to just talk, however, because like we've done it for so long,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like dudes,
to them, they should just get that off, right?
Yeah, us as men should be uncomfortable.
I like that. I like that.
However. However,
yikes.
You know, there's a trend in R&B singers right now where they talking about heartbreak a lot. Summer Walker, an album which I think is amazing.
You didn't talk about that.
I didn't say it, but
you almost pulled
Summer
up to
Walker's
Summer Walker's
album.
Like tour bus.
Man, I love Summer
last
Walker.
Last year, that's how much you love that album.
I love Summer Walker just because who she
you
is.
Were trying to break into her concert.
So?
That's how much you love that album last year.
So what?
No, I'm just talking facts for the people. They needed to know this.
No, I think, you know, it's about heartbreak.
Yeah.
And so, when is too much heartbreak? Like, when is there too much? Because there's Summer Walker. There's another woman that I love, too, the female Kid Cudi.
07
Shea? Oh, yeah. Oh, 007 Shea.
She's dope.
Her album's about heartbreak. Selena Gomez got an album about heartbreak. And it's like, you know, at a certain point, do you think these heartbreak albums, like, is it okay to keep talking about these situations on these albums? Like, for instance, Selena Gomez's album, I know she's pop, but her album is mainly about Justin Bieber, right?
Supposedly.
It's about Justin. She's
allegedly.
She said short guy
hey,
yellow
hey.
Hair.
Hey, we just had a lawyer in the building. I think you want to choose your words wisely, all right?
Okay.
Just give me some advice.
I'm 90,
legal advice.
99.95% is about Justin Bieber. But
wait, isn't that a radio station? Anyway.
Yeah.
Wrong. Cool, man. Come on, man. Chill. Wrong one. I'm saving you.
95.5. But anyway.
Go ahead. Finish the thought.
You know, with heartbreak, I know a lot of R&B singers talk about heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to hear your opinion. Like, is there a certain point that you should stop talking about that person in your music? Like with Selena Gomez's case, Justin Bieber's married now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain point where it's like, yo, stop talking about this person?
I think there's a fine line because it's all art at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess outside of music, yes, there is a line, right?
Okay.
Like if this is just
okay.
The real world, yes, absolutely there's a line that can be crossed. But I think because Selena Gomez, and I'm not really familiar with her music like that, but
mm-hmm.
I do know she doesn't really speak a lot outside of music.
Okay.
So maybe she just has really gone through a whole lot. She just needs to get her stuff off, right?
Yeah.
To the people.
Her stuff off with it.
I don't know, man. I do think there's a fine line, though, man. I can't say
okay. She's
wrong for that, though.
Okay.
Like, for example, YG and Kehlani, right?
Yeah.
That's like the newest, I guess, it couple in music.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're already broken up.
So,
dude, it's been like 4 months.
It's funny because they came out with a song on
Fam.
Friday.
They made a joint song
yeah.
called Conclusions.
Yeah. With a
great
K.
song, by
yeah.
the way.
With a K.
With a K.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 days later, Kehlani comes out with a diss record. One of the best songs I've ever had. I've never
a
heard
diss,
I've never heard a R&B diss record so phenomenal. Please, everybody go check out Kehlani Valentine's Day. That shit is
actually, no.
great.
No.
Oh
the
my
best,
god.
The best R&B diss record I ever heard.
Woo.
Cisco had a diss record on R. Kelly.
Talking about Thong Song?
No. It's not Thong Song. He came out with a diss record on R. Kelly. He was singing. Cisco.
No, I don't believe
I swear, Cisco.
What's the name?
I can't remember.
I don't believe you.
It happened.
I don't believe you.
It happened.
So anyway, I guess transitioning to our you know, the conversation I was having earlier about Tyler, the Creator, Igor. I think that there's been a lot of conversations over the last couple of months about the misclassification of genres, right, in music.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, the Creator won Best Rap Album on the Grammys. Statistically speaking, there was analysis done that said the man rapped for about 20% of the album, right? Production-wise, you could argue it was more so alternative to R&B / soul. There was no reason to consider that album rap, right? From a genre standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me, man. Like, what do you think about the... you know, the genre game and how music is classified and what that actually means? Because at the end of the day, I really feel like hip-hop is being cheapening, right? Like, black people are making these music, but we're being pigeonholed into just a hip-hop genre.
Yeah.
Because that's what maybe they've been known for, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What do you think about that, man?
Well, so what is pop music? That's the question. What is pop music?
Popular
music.
Speak to him.
Well, like my guy was telling me yesterday, if you look at the top 10 most streamed songs right now, it's hip-hop music. So essentially, hip-hop music is the most popular music right now.
No, but, no, over the last couple of years.
Let's be clear, last couple of years.
Yeah.
But we still call it hip-hop. That's how it's classified. The genre is hip-hop. And so it's never going to change. Because even myself, like, when I think about pop, I think about, like, NSYNC. I think about Britney Spears. I think about stuff like that. So I don't know how you would fix that. How do you fix that? How do you make hip-hop, the name hip-hop, turn that into the name pop? How would you do that?
I don't know. I just know that hip-hop is popular. So, like, I just don't agree with the whole pop genre anymore. It needs to be redefined. That's all I'm getting at.
Okay.
It needs to be redefined. Like, okay. I think last year it was officially stated that hip-hop was the most streamed platform in the world. Like, that's official. You can go Google that.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So how is that not what popular meant when it was originally created? That's, to me, popular.
Wow. So
what does popular mean? Can somebody tell me what popular means?
Popular. So
wait, no, he told me pop meant popular, but what does popular mean? Please. Can somebody just anybody?
People are talking about it.
People are talking about it?
Most liked.
Most relevant, most visible, like the visibility of it? Is that what you're talking about?
How's it ring? It's got a hashtag.
So people care about it mostly, right? I think you could argue that for hip hop in a way, right? Like, anyway, man, we got more of this. We talk about this regularly on our episodes, our show, Ill-Advised Wise Guys. I think we've given up enough for today. What do you think?
Actually, I want to talk about a couple more things. I want to talk about global warming.
I think that
my birthday. My birthday's coming up. Isn't it March? I'm going to Toronto.
Hey, shut up.
You know that thing that they photoshopped Drake on?
Yo, listen.
Like, I want to eat dinner there.
Hey, holla at
CN Tower. That's what it is.
Holla at Mans for me.
I'm gonna eat at CN Tower.
Not hot.
I'm gonna go to the pool. I'm gonna eat steak. Majority of the trip is gonna be just me eating. I'm gonna eat steak. I'm gonna go to a Raptors game. I'm gonna sleep. Who doesn't sleep on vacation? Like, that's one of the best things to do.
I just came back from a cruise. I didn't really do that too much.
But you went on a water slide, right?
Ooh, that water slide was phenomenal.
For some odd reason.
Have you guys felt like going on a water slide recently? I know it's cold outside, but like, damn. No, seriously, have y'all been on a water slide recently?
I created one.
Do y'all want to go on a water slide? Hey, we should build a water slide.
You should. In America.
Dream Vision Network presents the biggest water slide in America, damn it. Actually, let's start with DC.
Where are we going to put it?
Let me start here.
Here?
We can build it
right here.
On the third floor. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're going to pay for it.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. You got an Apple Card.
I got like 5 tickets in my pocket.
Anyway, man. Listen, as always, what we do on this show is we outro with, if you are giving advice in any capacity, make sure it's ill.
I want to talk about the Metro. Why is inspection so hard now? Why is your car
Hey, bro, can I borrow your credit card?
Credit card?
Yeah, I just want to like open the account for the slide.
Oh, I don't got no credit card.
All right, I'll take cash.
You say cash?
Yeah.
I don't got cash either.
I thought we were paying you well.
I thought we were paying you well these days.
You working for free now? And we out of here. We appreciate everybody here. Thank you.
Picture this. You're not just fixing cars, you're living your passion every day. At Cox, you'll work on a diverse range of automobiles. Surrounded by a team of friendly, like-minded individuals, you'll enjoy great pay and benefits. Ready to make this a reality? At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel techs to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. Learn, grow, and fine-tune your career as a technician at Cox. Find out more at cox.career/autotech.